So, Robbie, what did you study? What's your background?
My background is very much business and finance. Mm. I left De La Salle and I went to the University of Ulster and studied business and finance with marketing. Then I came back to Dundalk and later on, maybe it was just about 5-6 years ago, I studied health and safety in UCD when I was working in Vodafone.
So you have a passion for lifelong learning.
Absolutely. You never stop learning.
Am I right in thinking that the essence really of your work, even though you come from a very strong business background, and the essence of what you do for most of your career has focused around customer service?
It absolutely has. One of the first jobs I had, I worked with Jean McKenna in the Fane, and that's where I learned the value, I think, of customer service, where building relationships with customers is very, very important. So it is. So you're getting in, you're chatting to customers, you're building relationships with customers. And as you build a relationship with customer, you find them coming in on the night you worked, because they just like to have the point and the chat. And that's where I'm kind of thinking, this is a very, very important element, customers. And it's customer service is not a nice to do. It's an essential ingredient for success. And so that's where I sort of learned at the coalface about customer service and keeping customers right. Because particularly in the pub environment, if a customer's not happy, they go somewhere else. If you don't look after your customer, somebody else will.
So really, that key message there is actually something you're now turning into your own business.
Absolutely. I've recently set up my own company called Customer Focus, and what we offer is customer service solutions. I learned very quickly when I was doing the research that no one else was providing this. Like, you've got business coaches, and like all good coaches, they're very good at shouting from the sidelines, but they never put on a jersey. Customer Focus will put on a jersey and will fight in the team with you, and that's the difference between what we do and what other companies do. It's very much a case of providing solutions, and we do this through a blend of smartphone technology, through coaching, through mentoring.
When you say smartphone technology, you mean training through smartphone technology?
Oh, no. What I use smartphone technology for is re-engaging your customer. When I was doing my research, I quickly realised that we've lost touch with our customer and we need to re-engage with our customer. And we do this through innovative customer contact tools. During the boom years, money was rolling in. We never asked why. We never had to. And then come the recession, unfortunately, it was very much a case of the first thing you do is cost savings and efficiencies. And what a lot of business did was to cut staff. So you're cutting off the people who actually spoke to your customers, who knew your customers best. So what Customer Focus is all about is re-engaging your customer. And we can do this through smartphone technology, as go back to your original question, where we can survey customers through your phone. So when you think of this, someone, if you were walking down the street and somebody stopped you and says, can you help me fill in the survey? You say, no, sorry, I'm busy. If somebody phoned you up, you turn around and you make up an excuse not to fill the survey. But when you're sitting at home and it comes into your handset, research will suggest that 90% of people will answer a text or will read a text within 90 seconds. So we will survey customers through text.
Wow.
So that's where the smartphone technology comes in. It's very handy and it's proven very effective. So we can survey customers and we will have a success rate of between 30 and 45% of getting feedback from customers. So once you can understand what your customer wants, that's your starting point for delivering business.
And in the context of investment in training in customer service, do you find that business owners understand the fact that the training will actually reap its own rewards financially?
Absolutely. Customer service training is all important. What I've realised, and it's very, very strange, the companies who are good at customer service, they are the ones who are looking for training. I was one of the lead trainers at the employment fair in the Marshes. And the first thing I did before it started, I left my business card round to every retail outlet in the centre. So within 15 minutes, one of, and I would have to say they're award winning, they've won awards for customer service, but they were up having to chat with me, wanting customer service training for 27 of their staff members, which is fantastic business. But you can see where that business realised the importance of customer service, keeping the customer happy and using training. And my training is slightly different in relation to customer service. It's not the soft skills. I focus on using customer service as a means of retaining customers and increasing sales and maximising your business potential. So when you look at the investment of the training, the rewards are outstanding. I have just over the